Okay, how many of you remember what we discussed last night? Reflective practice in the workplace. What were the three elements of the framework? Create, converse and celebrate. Okay, 100 marks. Okay, so let's just do a quick recap. Let's see how much you remember. So what is create? Anybody who can tell me what we discussed in create? Huh? Yeah, very good. So the point is, when throughout the day, each of our organizations, we have situations, circumstances that necessitate or make it possible for us to create stories for ourselves. And at the end of the day, we live in that world of story that we have created for ourselves. And unless I step back, reflect, and actually detect that I'm actually telling a story for myself, will I be able to stop? And then I have the power to rewrite and create a new story for myself. And hence we put this under the bucket of create. Okay? You all remember that? Now, as we revise this framework, I want to introduce you to one element which is the foundation for all of this, which is an urge to transform the self. I put this as a foundation and said, once you have this urge to actually transform yourself, then you can build on that these three pillars: create, converse and celebrate. So what is converse? So what did you hear when those who experienced conversations came forward and shared their experiences? Yeah. So very good. So what is about conversations is, conversation is not only having a conversation with yourself, but also having conversations with your peers and listening to them and also sharing freely. When you listen to them, listen to them without judgment, and when you are sharing something, share with freedom. And that process, you actually grow much faster. You must have heard the experiences that were shared saying that what we could grow in 6 months or 7 months is as if we could grow as much, like as if we are spending many years. So we could accelerate the rate at which we grow because of our collective experiences that each of us are sharing. That's about conversations. What was celebrate? Anybody remember? What happened on stage? A little girl, Tia, walked up on stage and shared her experience. Anybody remember what she said? Spreading happiness to myself and those around us. What else? Getting less irritated. That's exactly what she said. So when I asked her, if your brother, 2-year-old brother, is the one who is actually getting irritated, why do you have to meditate? You know what her answer was? I don't know about him, but I have to meditate. It's about me. So this happens. Amazing wisdom at that age. So this happens to all of us. We often complain saying, when that person becomes peaceful, I will be peaceful. When that person stops saying this, then I will be peaceful. But I think what we learn from Tia's experience is, it doesn't matter how the other person behaves or reacts, it is up to me to invest in myself. And that process, I think, is a very intrinsic, and it's great that at that age she has this ability to articulate it as well. So what we learnt in celebrate is, in an organization, when the leader understands that there is a better way to lead and transform the direction of the company, how a top-down approach saying, by the way, we need to take this direction, a more human-centric approach, a more leadership 2.0 style of leading, where we look at people and not just employees, and how their well-being automatically results in the well-being of the entire company. When that attitude persists from the top to everybody in the organization, it leads to amazing transformation. You can see how employees automatically become more loyal, and they are very proud to represent their company on stage. And this is more of an intrinsic feeling of fulfillment and contentment in their organization, and not just a superficial feeling of being an employee or contributing just a task in their company. So and this sort of reflection so becomes a celebration throughout the company. Their meetings, their appraisal process, which is usually a mundane task. All of us who have been in corporate understand that appraisals is probably the most difficult time of the year. You have to face feedback or you have to give feedback to people. But then if you can term that as a pep talk, right? I think it's called potential enhancement process. That means you look at what potential you have rather than what you did not achieve in the year and therefore reduce your marks. That's not a very happy process, appraisal process. Instead, if you could do this as a pep talk, so you could see how elements of reflection, elements of spirituality applied to the workplace result in and better processes. And that becomes a celebration across the company. So this is what we term celebrate. So once we have these sort of foundational pillars, on top of which you can build anything you want. So some of the examples of what comes on top of it, you could be much more stable. And what stability you achieve or happiness you achieve, contentment that you achieve, which Suraj Bhai brilliantly laid out in terms of contentment first, earn wealth, but then also ensure that you have contentment. So how do you sustain that? How do you get clarity? Like some of the discussion yesterday, experiences that were shared were, as you start sharing freely and also listening to them without judgment, your peers, you build clarity because others' perspectives enrich your own. And that openness sort of builds clarity in your own life. And then it also gives you, because when you stop and reflect, it gives you a sense of direction, a sense of purpose. And then once you discover that, you are more centered and you are able to actually perceive the goals that you want to achieve. And then of course we put an aha at the end, saying that whatever that means for you, you would actually achieve that. So this is in a way a conceptual framework that we created for reflective practice. We will be building on top of it and also we will enhance this as our experience grows. We have started this as an experiment with a few organizations. Hopefully in the next year or so, we will have much more experience. We will also be sharing our evolution of the framework with you. But in the next week or so, we will share with you the basic tools and sort of the prerequisites. If you were to start a reflection room in your workplace, as I said earlier, we have about 100 companies represented among us. What if each one of us took this as one takeaway from this place, and we said we could create a reflection room or a reflective space within our work. As you saw, you don't need any investment. You have a conference room, you have a place to sit, that's all you need, and you have people to attend these sessions, that's all you need actually. And if you have a sort of gathering of say 5 or 6 of you, you could start small and then build on top of it. And over the years we will add on to what our lessons learned is in terms of this framework, and then we will share this. In the next week or so, we will give you a handout of a one-pager of how you could take what you need to start a reflective place and what are the resources, what are the kind of questions, what kind of dialogues and discussions, and also links to a few resources so that everything from commentaries, everything from virtues that you can have discussions around, games and questions that you can ask yourself. All of that will be packaged into a one-page handout and shared with you. All of your email IDs are with us, and then we'll send it out to you as a follow-up. Okay? Okay? Yeah? So what are the three words again? Great. So on that note, I'll stop. Anything else? Thank you very much.